You're listening to SBS News.
Once more, the global spotlight is on China's treatment of its Muslim Uyghur community. In recent days, a BBC broadcast detailed alleged systematic sexual violence, torture and rape of Uyghur women in China's internment camps in Xinjiang. Terzonai Daiwudan wept as she recounted being raped at the hands of multiple guards at a detention centre.
It was three men. Not one, but three. They did whatever evil their mind could think of, and they didn't spare any part of my body, biting it to the extent that it was disgusting to look at.
The fallout has been immense. Britain and the United States have joined in condemnation of the alleged systemic abuse, as other countries, including Australia, say they are deeply disturbed by the revelations. The new reports will be considered among 1,500 documents and pieces of evidence at an independent British tribunal established to determine whether China has committed ongoing genocide. British property businessman Nicholas Vetch is one of the tribunal's organisers.
We make no assumptions, no presumptions about what has happened, and our task is to make a judgment based on and only on the evidence about events that is presented to us.
Chinese officials have repeatedly ridiculed allegations of human rights abuses in its Xinjiang camps. Prominent human rights lawyer Jeffrey Nice is co-convener of the tribunal. Last year, he was asked by the World Uyghur Congress to investigate ongoing atrocities and possible genocide against the Uyghur people.
We expect a total of more than 30 witnesses. Probably two-thirds of that will be fact witnesses, including victims or alleged victims, and indeed, beyond that, expert witnesses.
The British government is now under pressure to accept reforms of a trade bill that would allow ministers to pull out from any free trade agreement with countries which the High Court rules are committing genocide. Nigel Adams, the UK Foreign Office Minister for Asia, offered reassurance that Britain would act on the tribunal findings.
On the point of sanctions, we have already come up with targeted measures in respect of UK supply chains. These are direct actions. There should be nobody in any doubt, should not be in any doubt that we're being very clear in our public statements about what's going on in Xinjiang. And as I've said, we are carefully considering further designations.
China placed sanctions on American politicians this week following outgoing US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's statement that China was committing genocide, an assertion reportedly supported by his successor, Anthony Blinken. The Chinese Communist Party said it has a list of US politicians who have undermined its national interests and sovereignty. Meantime, members of the Uyghur community in Australia, like Nurgul Sawat, want to see the international community take more decisive action on the issue.
The international community needs to speak up. They cannot keep silent anymore. And standing silent, watching and traumatizing, horrendous cases like this unfolding day in, day out, and plus more people die. It's as much as you're guilty as the someone who's committing this crime.
Ms. Sawat told SBS News that sanctions need to be imposed on China as a punishment.
Let China be accountable for their crime. They don't let them walk away with what they have done to not only us, Uyghur community, and they're doing the same thing for other Turkic communities and Hong Kong and Tibet. This has been going on and on for quite some time. Now it's a time to take action, very concrete, practical action.
Hearings for the tribunal begin on the 7th of May and will be live streamed globally from London, with a second round of hearings in September. A judgment is expected to be published by the end of 2021. Alan Lee, SBS News.